I'm Phil Neve for WRCO Sports. The WIAA Golf Regional that was postponed on Monday will be played today. In fact, tee time getting underway at 9 o'clock for Area Division II teams such as Richland Center and River Valley. The WIAA Regional Golf Meet going on today at Prairie du Chien. Sectional track and field action will be held tomorrow at various locations for the right to run and compete at next weekend's state track meet in La Crosse. And today, WIA girls softball games will be played. Most were postponed from yesterday because of inclement weather. Today at 5, River Valley will be hosting Viroqua Youth Initiative, a team they played earlier this year and defeated. Coach Jane Briel talked to me about the season so far for River Valley, including a big win over previously unbeaten in the conference Prairie du Chien, the last game of the regular season.
If we had beaten Platteville instead of losing 8-7, we'd have put ourselves in a position to tie for share the conference title. So I think we were very elated about being in that position to begin with, and then to see how the kids stepped up against a very good, you know, highly ranked Prairie du Chien team and come away with a win sure was exciting for the end of the regular season for us. And I think, we'd like to have that Platteville game back. We know everything happens for a reason, and I think that probably made us better going into Tuesday against Prairie du Chien. So we'll have to be okay with it and learn from it and move on.
I asked Jane about tonight's opponent in the tournament, Viroqua.
Well, we played Viroqua earlier this year, and it was a battle of the bats, I guess you could call it. We also went to Viroqua on a Monday after having played on Saturday, and we were somewhat tired that night as well, but we did not start our starting pitcher on the mound that night to try to save her for a conference game that we had the following day. So she's not used to coming into ball games, so that whole situation was a little bit odd. But we've seen their hitters, we know what they've done against us, and I still say that it depends less on the other team and more on what we're able to do. So we just need to come out and play our game defensively.
Pre-game time at 4:50 today. First pitch time at 5. River Valley and Viroqua, our featured game in WIAA Regional Level 2 softball. Lots of different starting times today. Lancaster will play at Westfield starting at 4:30 in the tournament. Dodgeville hosts Adams Friendship at 3:30, and Westby plays at Prairie du Chien today at 2:30. In Division 4, a game that was played yesterday, Mineral Point was a 10-6 winner over Wisconsin Heights. They'll play the winner of today's Iowa Grant at Fenimore softball game, which begins at 5. Riverdale travels to Boscobel. That's a 3:30 first pitch time today, and Cuba City played its game on Monday. They await their winner, either Boscobel or Riverdale, in the next round tomorrow. Also, it will be Cashton taking on Luther today. Auburndale will host Nisida this afternoon at 5 o'clock. And in Division 5 softball, Ithaca takes on Lafarge today. That game starts at 3 p.m. at Ithaca Schools. Seneca will travel to Wanewoc Center for a 4:45 game. Brookwood will be hosting Kickapoo today at 4. And DeSoto will be at Hillsboro. Royal at Pepin-Alman. It's Highland hosting Potosi-Cassville today at 5. River Ridge starts at 4 against Barneveld. And Judah Albany will take on Wazika Steuben today. It will be Belmont and Pecatonica meeting as well in WIAA tournament action. The Ithaca baseball team is slated to play a game later this afternoon. They'll be taking on Belmont in a regular season non-conference game. A two-run triple in the eighth inning by Christian Yelich gave the Brewers all they needed for a 7-5 win in Miami. His blast to right center knocked in the tying run and the go-ahead runs. Also supplying offense leading to victory was catcher William Contreras, who drove in 3 of those runs. Tobias Myers got the pitching win after putting up a scoreless inning of work. And also, it was a big deal for Trevor Miguel, who earned his 7th save on the season. It was manager Pat Murphy talking after the game about the veteran Christian Yelich.
You know, there's things that Yelich's done over the last 9 years. You know, I've seen him do a lot of things, but it never amazes me what he does, what he did last night and the play he made and coming off 30 days of being out and then doing what he's done since he's been back. He would tell you he's not even swinging the bat great, but yeah, he comes up big in every situation and he sets the tone.
Yelich learned from the Marlins.
This guy's been doing it a long time, and he was raised by the Marlins, and they taught him well, you know. And the group he was with you know, JT and Chewy and Giancarlo, you know, those guys, Fernandez, you know, they taught him how to play the game, too. They all taught each other, you know, and Yelich really certainly is a beneficiary. All those guys went on and having great careers, and, you know, just think about that.
And he also talked about the rookie pitchers who have been doing very well for him, Gasser and Myers.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That helped us immensely. But the Marlins getting back in it is what hurts us. Tobias Myers, big inning. You got two rookies throwing seven innings. That was big. Two rookies that didn't start the year on the club and are on the club probably because of injuries, to be honest.
So Freddy Peralta scheduled to start for the Brewers as they look for the win in the rubber game of the three-game set coming up tonight. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati 2-0 over San Diego. Pittsburgh beat San Francisco 7-6. The Cubs 4-3 over Atlanta. Arizona 7 and the Dodgers 3. In the American League, Boston 5, Tampa Bay 2. The White Sox 5-0 over Toronto. Kansas City 10, Detroit 3. Seattle 6-3 over the Yankees. Houston 6 and the Angels 5. Interleague play, Cleveland 7-6 over the Mets, Minnesota 10, Washington nothing, Philadelphia 5-2 over Texas, and Oakland beat Colorado by a score of 5-4. From the NBA playoffs, Boston beat Indiana 133-128 in overtime. In the game last night, it was a big one for Jason Tatum, who scored 36 points, including 10 in overtime. Tyrese Halliburton had 25 and 10 assists for the Pacers. His turnovers, though, proved costly in Game 1 of the playoffs. Also, the NBA is out with its 24 NBA All-Defensive Team. Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo's name was absent. Rudy Gobert was chosen as Defensive Player of the Year. Rookie Victor Wembanyama was on the first team with Bam Adebayo and Anthony Davis and Herb Jones. Giannis got 15 total votes, so he wasn't a second team choice either. Some of the voting doesn't seem to make sense, although Brooke Lopez got 8 votes. Milwaukee forward Bobby Portis got a vote, and he isn't known for his defensive prowess. Former Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers chose to keep playing football when he had other options earlier this year. The 40-year-old athlete had a chance to run for vice president on an independent ticket with U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Onlookers say Rodgers looks like he has fully recovered from the Achilles injury that wiped out his 2023 NFL season. The future Hall of Famer says he still has things to accomplish on the football field. And Packers quarterback Jordan Love isn't letting the unsettled nature of his contract negotiations prevent him from joining his teammates for organized team activities this week. Love enters the final season of his contract after improving his stock with a big deal, especially down the stretch in last year's NFL season, leading the NFL's youngest team to the playoffs. Love isn't saying much about his contract negotiations as he prefers to discuss how the Packers can build on what they accomplished last season. Green Bay coach Matt LaFleur credited Love's presence for helping assure the Packers that just about everyone taking part in voluntary workouts. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.